This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The State of the Union.
Let's finish the job. There's more to do.
Race against time in quake aftermath.
They have no water, something to eat to warm up their body.
NBA record breaker.
LeBron James has shouted history.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Joe Biden used his State of the Union speech last night to a divided Congress to tout accomplishments, note some encouraging economic signs, and propose a blue-collar blueprint to rebuild America. Our CBS News team coverage begins with White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
The President of the United States.
President Biden's second State of the Union address started with a show of bipartisanship as he congratulated the new House Speaker, Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Speaker, I don't want to ruin your reputation, but I look forward to working with you.
But the night quickly took a turn.
And
McCarthy had to shush members of his own party at least four times as they booed and interrupted the president when he talked about China, about fentanyl. And when he noted that some Republicans have proposed cutting Medicare and Social Security.
Well, I'm glad to see you. No, I tell you, I enjoy conversion. Social Security and Medicare is off the books now, right? They're not to be stopped. All right.
The president focused on economic bright spots.
An unemployment rate is at 3.4%, a 50-year low.
And he touted the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
The foreign policy section of the president's speech had him urging continued support for Ukraine as the Russian war nears the one-year mark. Members of both parties stood to applaud as Mr. Biden pointed to the Ukrainian ambassador in the gallery.
We're going to stand with you as long as it takes.
On China, the president didn't explicitly mention the downed spy balloon, but he did say this.
If China threatens our sovereignty, we will act to protect our country, and we did.
I'm Stacey Lynn on Capitol Hill. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders gave the GOP response to President Biden's address.
He is simply unfit to serve as commander-in-chief.
She called for a new generation of Republican leadership.
At 80, he's the oldest president in American history.
She said Americans have a choice.
The dividing line in America is no longer between right or left. The choice is between normal or crazy.
Also notable last night, a verbal exchange between Senator Mitt Romney and fellow Republican New York Representative George Santos, who's under investigation and has lied about his past.
He says he embellished his record. Look, embellishing is saying you got an A when you had an A minus. Lying is saying you graduated from a college you didn't even attend. And he shouldn't be in Congress.
Overseas now, where rescue teams in Turkey and Syria say today could be the last good day to get survivors out from under piles of earthquake debris. The death toll now tops 11,000. Here's CBS's Chris Livesay.
Life snatched from the clutches of death and the triumph of the human spirit. This time, an entire family plucked from beneath a mountain of rebar and concrete in Syria. It's what keeps rescuers and volunteers going. Enduring one shattering death after another, hoping that eventually life is waiting, pleading just beneath the surface. But for every life saved, countless more are lost. Yesterday in Syria, a baby was born amid the rubble, still tied by her umbilical cord to her mother, believed in her final act to have shielded her daughter's body with her own.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is in Great Britain.
Great pleasure to welcome my friend,
At number 10 Downing Street, meeting with the Prime Minister Sunak, he'll also address Parliament. The UK government has said it would offer advanced training for Ukrainian fighter jet pilots and Marines in the battle against Russia.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
It was a glittering, record-breaking night last night in Los Angeles.
It was history on the basketball court.
You are the NBA's all-time scoring leader. Congratulations.
LeBron James began the night needing 36 points to break the record held by the legendary Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And with 10 seconds left in the third quarter, he did it.
Shoots! Scores! There it is! All hail the new king in town!
The basket set off a wild celebration. LeBron James was overcome with emotion.
I just want to say I thank you so much because I wouldn't be me without y'all.
Abdul-Jabbar then handed LeBron James a ceremonial ball to signify the new record. After the game, James talked about the long journey.
You know, your stomach drop at times. You're excited. You're yelling. Sometimes you can't breathe, but you always want to do it again.
And LeBron James isn't done scoring. After the game, he said he can play for at least a couple more years. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Just released documents reveal one of the ex-Memphis police officers charged in the death of Tyree Nichols took and shared photos of him after he was beaten. Demetrius Haley sent the photos to other officers on the force and a female acquaintance. The five fired officers have also been decertified, meaning they cannot work in law enforcement again. There was trouble on a United flight to New Jersey 11 minutes after takeoff from San Diego.
There was a gentleman, his bag was smoking, and he threw something out on the ground. It was a battery charger, a pack, or something like that from his laptop, and it burst into fire.
Flames and smoke in the passenger cabin. The crew put the battery in a special bag and returned to San Diego. Four people were treated at a hospital for smoke inhalation. Residents who live near that fiery freight train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, have not been told when they can go back home. Mayor Trent Conaway says tests need to be conducted to determine if any toxic substances are still a danger.
We have to rely on the experts for this. The Ohio EPA, the U.S. EPA, I am positive they're going to be here for a long time.
Lawyers for Alec Baldwin have filed a motion in court to disqualify the special prosecutor who was part of the team that brought involuntary manslaughter charges against the actor for the movie set shooting. It's alleged Andrea Reeb's role violates the New Mexico Constitution because she's also an elected member of the state House of Representatives.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
There's a new twist in the New York-Chicago rivalry.
Artist Anish Kapoor named a gigantic reflective sculpture in downtown Chicago Cloudgate. It's more commonly referred to as the Bean because of its shape.
The Bean is a Chicago staple.
New York has unveiled its own sculpture designed by the very same artist. It almost mirrors the famed Chicago landmark. On seeing a picture of what's already being called the Mini Bean, Chicagoan Vanessa Hammond responds,
"They're trying to be Chicago so bad."
Canadian Gabby Kopek visiting Chicago questions the artist.
"Now he's going to start putting the Bean everywhere?"
Unlike Chicago sculpture you can't walk underneath, the Mini Bean in Lower Manhattan, and take pictures. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Without comment, the Disney Company has removed from its streaming service in Hong Kong an episode from the cartoon series The Simpsons that includes a reference to forced labor camps in China. That episode is called One Angry Lisa from The Simpsons' 34th season. That's the CBS World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.